ओम ज्ञानतमेनंदस्य जनजनसलकया चक्षुसमिलितञ्जेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदमयं ददति सपदन्तिकम्। वंशकल्पतुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितृणां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। I'd like to add my welcome to that of His Holiness Satchinanda Lord. And that of Prasanta Mataji. I find that retreats, for some reason they've been given the name of retreat because people retreat from their normal life where they're struggling with life, with the material energy, with whatever their life is giving them, and going to a more private time of their existence. And it's an opportunity to retreat from the external world to the internal world. And it's an opportunity to deepen our relationship with Krishna, Krishna consciousness. But rather than looking at a retreat in that fashion, at this point, I would like to think of a retreat, especially in Vrindavan, as something that's more of an adventure. An adventure in the sense that especially in Vrindavan. Vrindavan has a special feature to it, and that special feature from my experience, and I lived in Vrindavan for many years, one of the special aspects of Vrindavan, including its sweetness, but aside from its sweetness, there's a special aspect of Vrindavan that's very adventurous, and that is that you never know what's going to happen next. Usually, our life is filled with now we do this, and now we do that, and then we do that, and then we do this and that. But in Vrindavan, it's actually alive. It's exciting. The land itself is alive. Practically speaking, there's no other place in this world that is alive. Of course, there are other dhams, but aside from that, the rest of the world is more or less dead material energy, and Vrindavan is alive. And not only is Vrindavan alive, it creates adventures for us externally, internally, because it reciprocates with us and our needs. So when devotees come to Vrindavan, I tend to advise them that don't think that anything that happens is happening by accident, but rather seek Krishna's mercy because it is there. Seek Krishna's mercy in everything that occurs. There are no accidents in Vrindavan. And second, bit of very simple advice. Does everyone remember the first bit of advice? There is only mercy in Vrindavan, especially in Varshana, because the queen of this part of Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. So her sweetness and her mercy is so apparent here. So what it takes from our side, because the land is alive, what it takes from our side is that we should become alive while we're here. And that is our business, so to speak, while we're here. To be conscious. Alive means conscious. Dead matter means unconscious. So we should be conscious of Krishna's mercy, of the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and we should be conscious. The second point is that we should be conscious is of life is an opportunity to serve. We are here in this world with such a determined and stubborn attempt to be the center, to be the enjoyer, to be the master, and actually we always end up serving. So be alive to the opportunity of serving here. Who should we serve? We should serve Krishna by chanting sincerely. We should serve the other devotees. We should be in a serving mood, and certainly Krishna will give us opportunities to serve with devotion for the pleasure of Krishna. So the two little bit of advice that I would like to pass on to you all. And the first one was, raise your hand if anyone remembers the first, yes. See Krishna's mercy, it's there. And second, raise your hands. Yes, yes. Love is an opportunity to serve, especially here in the Dham. Now, I will make that point even more strong in a few moments, but I would like to first read two very sweet but simple verses from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. Please listen carefully. Now, this prayer, just to help you listen more carefully, that Srila Rupa Goswami presents, is a request that you become blessed. So please listen carefully. May playful Gopal's flute music, which calls the faraway Surabhi cows by name, which is the mystic mantra that charms the gopis' hearts and which delights and attracts the deer enjoying in Vrindavan, may that flute music bless you all. The author of that is Sri Hara. I offer my respectful obeisances to wonderful, playful, mischievous Krishna. If he desires, can make an ocean into dry land, and he can make dry land into an ocean. He can make a blade of grass into a thunderbolt, and he can make a thunderbolt into an insignificant blade of grass. He can make fire cool or snow a blazing fire. This prayer by an unknown author gives us hope that in Vrindavan the impossible is easy if Krishna desires. I would like to say a little bit about this mysterious land of Vrindavan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes something very mysterious about Vrindavan. What he describes is that Vrindavan is, of course, the land of Krishna. You can play. Vrindavan is the land of Krishna. And everyone in Vrindavan agrees on one point. And that one point that everyone agrees upon is that Krishna is the center. That it is Krishna that is to be pleased. And Krishna is the enjoyer. Everyone in Vrindavan, every entity, every leaf and flower and deer and bee and cow and gopa and gopi only desires to serve Krishna. But at the top level of service is the service and pleasure given to Krishna by Srimati Radharani. And we are now in the kingdom of Srimati Radharani. Now, although Radha and Krishna are the central point of all of Vrindavan, of all of existence, still, the other Brijbasis, especially the Braja Gopikas, the Gopis of Vrindavan, they are so important that the pleasure of Krishna and Srimati Radharani cannot take place without these other residents of Vrindavan, especially the Gopis. But the special mood of the gopis, the special mood of the gopis is that even though they themselves love Krishna and are so overwhelmingly attracted to Krishna, they don't try to enjoy Krishna themselves. Rather, they are trying to bring Radha and Krishna together. And that mood, that selfless love of the gopis trying to bring Radha and Krishna together for Krishna's pleasure, that evokes in Srimati Radharani the mood that she wants the gopis to enjoy with Krishna, and she tries to arrange situations where the gopis will meet with Krishna. And in their pleasure, in that serving mood that she has, she enjoys hundreds and thousands of times more than if, when she is with Krishna herself. The gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan, but specifically the gopis, their enjoyment is bringing Radha and Krishna together, and Srimati Radharani's enjoyment is bringing the gopis to Krishna. This is the selfless love of Vrindavan. And how is Krishna affected by this? Krishna is completely captivated, and he becomes completely controlled by the love of the gopis. Their serving mood conquers the unlimitedly powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this holy place, Srila Rupa Goswami has placed in his Padyavali, in the second verse that we read, something very wonderful. And that is, in this place, if one gets the blessings of Krishna, an ocean can turn into dry land, and dry land into an ocean. And that which is burning like fire can become cooling like snow. and having some glimmer of hope that Krishna's mercy, a drop of Krishna's mercy, can fall upon us is, despite the ocean of faults that I have, calling out, hoping for a drop of mercy is a mood in which we can chant Krishna's holy names here in Varsana. There is one other prayer that I would like to read, also written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And this prayer, in the second verse, it contains a secret formula. A secret formula that can remove all unhappiness from the heart. Would you like to hear it? Okay, but first, before we read the second prayer, we'll read the first one. This is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Keshava Astak. And because I'm using our magic machine here, it will take me a few moments to achieve it. But it will come. Yes. Because at this particular time, if one looks out, this is a very special time in Vrindavan. It's a little past the time, but Krishna is bringing home the cows at this time. And everyone in Vrindavan have their, what do you call that again, when the neck is extended? Utkanta. Means extreme eagerness, like this, looking to find where Krishna is. When will I see the dust raised by the cows, the hoofs of the cows? When will I hear the cowherd boys chanting the glories of Krishna as they come, Gita Kirti? And when will I hear the sound of Krishna's flute? So everyone is filled with utkanta. And Srila Rupa Goswami has written this Keshava Astak in this mood. Please listen. Please listen with the eyes of your heart, which means you can also see pictures too. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears a Priyaka flower earrings, because Krishna dresses in such a wonderful way. He's got earrings of flowers, a crown of fully blossomed malati flowers, jasmine flowers, and a Brahmin thread of small, charming, fragrant jasmine flowers. So Krishna's coming home after the day of cowherding, dressed in flower garments, in flowered ornaments, flowers that the Vrindavan forest has offered him. And here's the second verse. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he happily calls his straying Surabhi cows. Oh, Pishangi! Oh, Manikashtini! No, that will not do. Excuse me. Now, this is an adventure. Here is an opportunity to call out the names of Krishna's cows. And if you call out the names of Krishna's cows with a full heart, all the unhappiness in our hearts will be driven out by the names of these cows. So let us try again. Krishna happily calls his straying Surabhi cows. And just imagine We can't, of course, imagine it really, but the cows have strayed away and Krishna calls them by their names. And Krishna's voice is so sweet and he calls them with so much affection that they come running back. Oh, Pishangi!
Oh,
Manikastini!
Oh,
Pranatashringi!
Oh,
Pingekshana! Madangamukhi! Because some cows have a shape like a madanga. Their face. Oh,
Dumala!
Oh, Shabali! And here are the last three in this verse. Oh, Hangzi!
Oh,
Vangzi!
Oh,
Priya!
Oh,
Hangzi!
Oh,
Vangzi!
Oh,
Priya!
Priya!
Don't you feel better already?
Oh,
Madangamukhi!
Oh,
Davali!
Oh,
Pashangi!
Hangsi
Vangsi
Priya!
I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest on the pathway of Braj, with the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes, he makes them smile and laugh. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, his cheeks are licked by a stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from Giriraj Govardhan, because the cowherd boys, they like very much to decorate Krishna, just like the deities are decorated with what we call gopi dots. The cowherd boys, they decorate Krishna with different colors of dots and markings on his beautiful cheeks and his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. His hair is black and curly. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. With the sweet sound of his flute, he calls the Sarabi cows, who are so eager to see the young calves, they break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he beautifies the path with his footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. So the wind blows in a gentle way, and Krishna's garland moves back and forth in the wind, and his dhoti and uttariya, they move in the wind, and Krishna's playing his flute, and he's decorated in so many wonderful ways, and his garments and peacock feathers also move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja with the playful and sweet music of his flute, he delights the heart of Braja's queen, who has been thinking of nothing but him every moment of each day, of every hour, while Krishna is out with the cows. And he makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. Because the way he plays his flute, he lets them know that now is the time when I'm coming home. He makes the hairs of their bodies stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis who mount the roofs of their palaces and they meet him. They're on the roofs and Krishna's with the cows on the ground. How is it possible that they meet him? They meet him on the path by 100 dancing glances, by their eyes looking at him again and again and again, and by their gentle smiles. This is actually described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami in two verses in the 15th chapter of the 10th canto. And then the corners of Krishna's eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis' bodies. That is Srila Rupa Goswami's Keshava Astak. Vrindavan is a very mysterious place. Being here on this retreat is an adventure. Let us enter into this adventure with a hopeful heart and with an attempt to hold tightly to the holy names of Krishna.
That was the introduction to yours.